You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, I have a very special report.
葛培里弟兄在七月里面要来这里参加聚会。I
am announcing Billy Graham's meeting here in July.
这个消息其实不是新的消息。This
news is actually not new.
但是那一天当我们和几位弟兄们一起参加他们华人全体教会总动员参会的时候,
But a while back when we attended the Chinese
Organization Luncheon,
孙约翰牧师就说了一句很特别的话,
Pastor Johnson said one thing very interesting.
他是去年在温哥华那里聚会的，是他们整个Crusade中间很重要一位负责的弟兄。
He was in charge in the meeting in Vancouver last year.
他说他这样告诉他们教会的弟兄姊妹们,
He said this to the church.
不是我们去参加葛培里的布道大会,
It's not that we are going to attend Billy Graham's crusade.
是我们教会请他来做我们的讲员。
But our church is inviting him as the speaker.
我们要传福音请他来做特别聚会的讲员。
We're preaching the gospel, he is the speaker.
这句话我听了非常有同感。 I
had the same feeling when I heard this.
并且里面很有各式各样的味道。
I also had a very interesting reaction inside.
因为在15年以前,我从前在一个很小的地方在那里聚会。
About 15 years ago, I was worshiping in a small church.
还在读书的时候,那里有几位弟兄,我们对福音大有热心。
While I was going to college, we had a few people who were quite interested in the gospel.
有一位信吴的弟兄就非常热心,他说,我们真是想传福音,我们没有很好的讲员,让我们请葛培里来。
One brother was very zealous. He says, let's invite Billy Graham as the speaker.
那时候我们都很幼稚,二十几岁,不到三十岁,各种想法非常天真。
At that time, we were very childish. We had very naive thoughts.
我们说好,他就决定写信。
So he decided to write a letter.
他写一封信给Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
He wrote a letter to Billy Graham.
你知道,葛培里名望很大,你只要写这样的地址就收得到信。
All you have to do is write down his name and the state and it will get to him.
但是他回信来了。
But his letter actually returned.
他说,亲爱的吴弟兄,
He said, Dear Brother Wu,
非常谢谢你来信邀请,
Thank you for inviting me.
但是我们想你们那一个城太小。
But I think your city is too small.
也许葛培里牧师来到这里传福音不是最好的人选。
Maybe Billy Graham is not the best choice for
也许你们应该在附近寻找有各样福音恩赐的人。
Maybe you should find someone with the gifts nearby.
谢谢你在福音上面热心。
Thank you for your zealous in the gospel.
我们吴弟兄收了这封信非常生气。
Our brother Wu was quite upset receiving this letter.
明明你是拒绝我们。
He said, you're refusing our invitation.
而且这么大牌说是地方太小,
And you think our place is too small for you.
其实他们是很客气讲一句话。
Actually, they said it very courteously.
等到这一次我参加葛培里聚会他们的组织工作我就明白了。
And now I understand after attending the organization meeting.
因为他们的聚会并不是葛培里一个人在那里讲道而已。
In their meeting, Billy Graham is not the only speaker.
实在,为什么他们会来加州讲道?
The reason why they came to the California.
一开始有差不多150个教会,他们同时觉得有福音的需要。
It's because there were 150 churches feeling the need for the gospel.
所以他们联合写信给他,请他来传福音。
So they wrote a letter together to Billy Graham.
所以你想,我们那时候一个弟兄,一个查经班要请葛培来传福音,不太容易。
And imagine that time, only one brother and one small group wanted to invite him.
我们很天真。
We were quite naive.
另外自己当我蒙召侍奉主的时候,
And also when I was first called to serve the Lord,
我也很希望去参加葛培里的布道会。
I also wanted to attend Billy Graham crusade.
我也想在里面侍奉。
I also wanted to serve in that crusade.
因为我看见那一个, 唱诗的 Beverly Shea。
Because I saw the hymn leader Beverly Shea.
我想他年纪大了,有一天他会退休。
I thought she's getting old, maybe she'll retire.
He's getting old.
Maybe he will retire one day.
Yeah. 所以我就想去,
so I wanted to go.
但是很感谢主没有让我去啊。
Thank the Lord I didn't go.
这一次他来到这里的时候,我就想,我们应当具体的和他配合。
So I thought we should cooperate with him this time.
等到我进入他们的侍奉,在他们工作里的时候,我就发现很多事情。
After I entered into working with them, I noticed many things.
他们这个布道会，葛佩里牧师，他们布道会为什么成功的原因
？The reason for the the success of their crusade.
有许多具体的事情。
Is based on many concrete things.
当然，第一个最要紧是所有在那里工作的人员都是为了同一个意向、单纯的目标，就是要传福音。
Of course, first they all had the same vision to spread the gospel.
葛佩里牧师讲一句很有意思的话。
Billy Graham said something very interesting.
他说：“我发现神的儿女最容易合一的点就是在福音上面。”
He said, "One point the children of God work really together is the gospel."
因为在福音上面，每一个神的儿女从神生的都有那个负担。
Everyone that's born of God has the same burden to preach the gospel.
我们明白神的救恩在我们身上所发生的果效。
We understand how the gospel has worked in us.
我们就愿意别人也接受。
And we're willing to share this with others.
虽然有些时候这个负担好像隐藏起来。
Although sometimes this burden is hidden.
有时候隐这个负担封闭了起来。
Or this burden has been closed up.
甚至有些时候还冰冻起来的。
Or it might be even frozen.
但是你给他一点时间，让他慢慢的化掉、化解。
But give it some time to be defrosted.
扇一点火，让他慢慢心窝热起来。
Warm it up to with a fire.
每一个神的儿女最里面都是愿意福音广传。
Every child of God has this burden to spread the gospel.
所以他们最重要的目的就是那一个专一的负担。
Therefore, their goal is this burden.
葛佩里牧师说一句话。
Billy Graham said one thing.
他说我们布道会的工作。
He said, "Our work in the gospel
不是为了传扬我们自己的名
is not preaching our own names,
而是愿意借着这个组织、这个方法
but through this method, this organization,
到许多到各地去传福音
to preach the gospel in many places,
直接间接的影响教会有复兴
directly or indirectly revive churches.
他说我们最大的盼望就是因为我们传福音，我们在这鼓励传福音。
Our greatest hope is that through our encouragement of the gospel,
也间接训练各地的教会也都有福音的负担。
We can also indirectly train the churches to have this burden.
并且因为参加这个聚会
and because in joining this meeting,
学会了怎么样实际的传福音
they can learn how to preach the gospel.
他们最强的点是在组织上面。
Their strongest point is organization.
所以有很多很多训练的工作
and they have many training sessions.
圣约翰牧师就告诉我们，我们教会得到最大的好处，还不是那十天参加福音聚会而已。
And
Reverend Johnson,
Reverend Johnson also told me,
他们教会最大的好处，还不仅仅是十天参加了福音。
The best in attending this church is not in the time.
No, 最大的好处不在于参加十天聚会而已。
The best thing is not that they attended the meeting for 10 days.
而是事前事后那个福音的训练和福音的持续。
But because of the training they received before and after those 10 days of meeting.
温哥华他们去年十月里面传福音的。
In Vancouver, it took place in October last year.
但是事前事后一直到现在他们教会里还很兴旺福音的火一个月传一次福音。
But afterwards, they still had the revival fire.
弟兄姊妹不断地把人带到教会里面来。
Brothers and sisters continually bringing people to the church.
那么我在他们中间一起侍奉，我觉得这一个观念实在是今天我们教会需要的。
In serving with them, I think this is what we need today in this church.
葛佩里布道会最成功的两件事情，在训练方面是两件事情。
In the success of Graham's crusade, there are two important things in training.
一个是训练那些辅导员、陪谈的人。
辅导员
counselor.
First, they train the counselors.
就是说当每次聚完会之后有很多人心里受感动到前面来要接受主的时候
After each meeting when people are moved to go forward to accept Christ
他们就有很多人跟着一起出来
Many would follow them
他们就一个对一个的和他们谈福音的问题
One on one they would preach to them the gospel
帮助他们祷告
They help them to pray
确定叫他们知道福音的真理是什么
To teach them to be assured what the gospel is
第二个就是他们所谓安德烈以领人归主的行动。
Second is their Andrew operation.
Operation Andrew.
Operation Andrew.
这是今天我们要在这里和弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is what we like to share with you today.
所以从整个局面来看，他们聚会所以成功的原因，是因为懂得分工合作。
Overall, then the reason they succeeded is they know how to delegate their work.
他们很葛佩里牧师很谦卑的说，他们已经三十年来证明。
Billy Graham said humbly, over 35 years, it's been proven.
他说葛佩里的名字不会吸引一个人来。
That Billy Graham, the name doesn't attract anyone.
你光是在报上登海报，今天我们教会里也有张海报登在贴在那里。
You can send out flyers about Billy Graham.
不会有人来。
No one will come.
每一个人来都是有人带他来的。
Every person come as a result of others leading them.
差不多十个人中间，十个听福音的朋友里面，九个半都是有人带来的。
Out of 10 who came, 9 were led by others.
所以你看，他们基本的工作是每一个神的儿女到了各地都产生福音的心爱火热。
Therefore, the basic work is done by the brothers and sisters.
其实这一个观念在我们一开始信主的时候，每个人里面都有福音的火。
Actually, this concept, the fire of gospel is in each person.
但是我们没有很少彼此鼓励。
But we seldom encourage each other.
所以等到传了一段时间福音以后，发现我带来的人，别人也不知道，也没有得救，他又不来了。
And we notice people whom we brought, no one would encourage them, and they stopped coming.
他们不来，我们也慢慢灰心了。
If they don't come, we also feel discouraged.
所以今天早晨，我们要再求主点燃我们里面爱灵魂的火。
We therefore ask the Lord to again light the fire of the gospel in us.
我们看一看约翰福音几节经文，叫我们明白福音的能力。
Let's look at a few verses in the Gospel of John to understand the power of the gospel.
请我们先看约翰福音第一章。
Let's first look at John chapter 1.
第40节和42节。
Verse 40 and 42.
孩子，我们弟兄姊妹们打开圣经，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
约翰福音第一章四十节开始。
John 1:40.
请听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。”于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看见他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。很多人都知道彼得。
Many know about Peter.
在使徒里面他是头一号。
He's first in the apostles.
但是他的兄弟安德烈很多人不太清楚。
But his brother Andrew is unknown to many.
而从约翰福音第一章里面叫我们看见，先得救的是安德烈。
And we see in 1 John that Andrew was saved first.
而带彼得来听福音的就是他的弟弟安德烈。
And the brother Andrew was a person who brought Peter to Jesus.
所以今天他们约翰叫做安德烈运动，安德烈领人归主行动。
That's why we have the Operation Andrew.
我们就是要把人带到神的面前来。
We want to lead others before God.
我们再读一下，约翰福音第四章。
Let's go to John chapter 4.
这是一个故事，其实这故事本身很简单。
Let's read it together from verse 1 to verse 42 about a story.
我们读了以后就不需要太多的解释了。
We don't have to explain about the story after we read it together.
请我们一起来读。这里面我们看见有一个主角，那个撒玛利亚妇人。
We see the main character in this story, the Samaritan woman.
她在那个城里面做了非常大的工作。
She did a great work in that city.
她把许许多多人带到主耶稣面前来。
She brought many before Lord Jesus.
在我们刚才读这两个故事里面，都发现一件事情。
In these two stories, we notice one thing.
就是这个撒玛利亚妇人和安德烈都是亲自遇见耶稣基督。
That the Samaritan woman and Andrew both met Jesus personally.
知道他是弥赛亚。
They knew that he was Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，什么人能够把朋友带到耶稣面前来呢？
What kind of a person can lead their friends to Jesus?
什么人才有资格来传福音给别人呢？
Who is qualified to preach the gospel to others?
很简单，只有一个条件。
Very simple, there's one qualification.
就是知道耶稣基督是救主。
He who knows that Jesus is the Savior.
就是这个原因。
And for this reason.
常常我们觉得我们对主耶稣认识太少。
Often we think we know very little about Jesus.
啊，并且我们好像生活也没有什么见证。
And we don't have any testimony in our lives.
我们真理的知识都不清楚。
We're not clear about the truth.
人家问起问题来，我们不能回答出来。
We can't answer questions when others ask.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都不是理由。
These are not excuses.
因为正好从我们读的经文里面就看出来这些事情。
Because we can see these things in the scriptures we just read.
当安德烈要带人来信耶稣，带他的弟兄来的时候。
When Andrew was leading others to Jesus.
当他把他的朋友带来的时候。
When he was leading his friends to Jesus.
他也遇见一个人叫做他一个朋友，那个他们有一个朋友叫做拿单叶。
They had a friend named Nathaniel.
拿单又说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好东西呢
？”Nathaniel says, "Nothing good can come from."
腓力也好，彼得也好，安德烈也好，他们没有跟他辩论。
Philip or Andrew, no one argued with him.
只是告诉他说什么
？But they told him one thing.
你来看。
Come and see.
你来看。
Come and see.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because believing comes from hearing the word of God.
听道是从听耶稣的话来的。
And hearing comes from hearing the word of Jesus.
葛培里的布道会这么多人，这么大一个聚会。
Billy Graham Crusade is such a big meeting.
若是没有听见那个信息，不会得救。
Without hearing the message, no one can be saved.
所以领人归主其实最简单一件事情，虽然我们没有很多的知识。
Therefore, it's a very simple thing to lead others to Christ.
正好趁着有一布道家来的时候，我们把人带去就行了。
We lead others when there's a great evangelist here.
但是你知道，你请人的时候要有相当大的说服力。
But you need to persuade the other person when you invite him.
如果你对于自己所接受的耶稣基督也没有把握
，If you're not sure about the person you believe, Jesus.
你如果对于主耶稣救恩没有把握
，If you're not sure about the salvation of Jesus.
你没有和他面对面认识
，If you don't know him face to face.
你从来不知道在祷告里面你所接受在信心里面的应许
，If you never know about the promises in praying.
那我想，这一个请人来是会打了相当的折扣。
Then I don't think you can very effectively invite others.
你们认识陈仲辉牧师。
You all know Pastor Chen.
这次我有机会跟他坐在一起两三天。
This time I spent 2 to 3 days with him.
他就告诉我他最大的长处是什么。
He told me about his best point.
他说我是最好的推销员。
He says I'm a best salesman.
但是我只能推销我相信的产品。
But I can only sell something that I believe.
假如我自己不相信，我就没有办法推销。
If I don't believe in this product, I cannot sell it.
弟兄姊妹，其实最好的推销员就是那一些相信他自己产品的人。
So the best salesman is the one who believes in what he's selling.
就是某一面的意思来说，今天我们都是为了福音做推销员的。
And similarly, we're also selling the gospel today.
我们越认识主耶稣基督，越知道他的救恩。
The more we know Jesus, the more we know salvation.
越知道他的恩典，越知道他的赦免。
The more we know about his forgiveness and grace.
越知道在他里面的平安，在他里面的喜乐。
The more we know about the inner peace and joy.
越知道像我们刚才诗班所唱的，何等的朋友，我们的主耶稣，我们到他的面前来。
And the more we know about what a friend we have in Jesus.
那我们所有的那些推销的力量就更加具体。
And then what we're selling, we have more.Strength in selling it.
我记得在我自己还没有蒙召在学校里的时候
I remember before I was called while in college.
那时候有一段时间差不多最后在学校里面8个月到一年的时间我每天传福音
I was preaching the gospel for 8 months to a year.
人看我好像是疯狂一样
People think I was crazy.
每天我把时间分出来半个钟头到一个钟头的时间去传福音
Daily I set apart half an hour to an hour to preach the gospel.
其实我没有什么能力
Actually I wasn't very able.
但是许多人信主
But many believed the Lord.
为什么呢
Why?
我也没有什么训练。
I didn't go through much training.
我只看过一本小小的书。
I only read a little booklet.
这本书叫做 The Art of Personal Witnessing.
The book was called The Art of Personal Witnessing.
就是说个人传福音的艺术。
And it talks about
the technique.
It talks about the techniques in personal evangelism.
就看了这本小小的书，一共只有8课。
I only read this little book with 8 lessons.
我胆子很大就去传福音。
Then I went out boldly to preach the gospel. Because I believed whatever is said in the Bible. I knew for sure that Jesus died for me on the cross. I know that because I believe Jesus forgave all my sins. I know for sure if I didn't believe at that time,
No, 我不幸身故 unfortunately, I died.
I knew if I died unfortunately at the time.
我知道我去哪里。
I knew where I was going.
我知道我立刻要回到耶稣基督的怀抱。
I knew I was going into the bosom of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我有这样确定的把握。
I had that assurance.
那时候有很多人问各种各样奇怪的问题。
Many asked me strange questions at the time.
我不一定能回答。
I didn't answer everyone.
但是我知道我信的是谁。
But I know whom I believe.
也深信他能保守我所教导他的，直到那日。
I also believe he can carry me until that day.
有人问我说，你们说相信耶稣基督？
Some ask me, you say you believe in Jesus.
他是完全公义，没有罪的。
He's all just. He's without sin.
他真正是能赦免人的罪。
He can forgive other sins.
因为他亲身担当了人的罪。
Because he bore the sins of us.
但是耶稣只是一个人啊。
But Jesus is only one person.
他是一个人，他信他，他的他能够赦免别人的罪。
One man can forgive the sins of others.
只有一个呀。
But he's only one person.
你轮不到你了。
You don't have a turn.
因为主耶稣不过是一个人嘛。
Because Jesus is only one person.
当然那时候我没有读到罗马书第五章，我不晓得说圣经里说罪从一个人入了世界。
Because I didn't read about in Romans chapter 5 that sin entered the world through one person.
死就从罪而来的。
And death came from sin.
我没有读到罗马书第五章告诉我们是因着一个人的顺服， 众人都被称义。
I didn't know through one person's obedience, all were justified.
所以我们在那里想不出怎么回答来。
So I didn't know how to answer at the time.
但是主给我恩典，主给我机智。
But the Lord gave me
wisdom.
Wisdom at the time.
我就想起我小时候看见一个童话，小孩的故事。
I remember I read a story when I was small.
在一片草原里焚烧的时候。
When the wilderness was on fire.
那个人不能逃命，来不及逃命。
A person couldn't escape from the fire.
所以他就在他前面点起一片火来。
So he lit the fire right before him.
让那个火从他前面烧过去。
He let the fire burn before him.
他就留在那个焦的地方。
And he remained where it had burned already.
无论后面的火多大追来，都不能烧灭他。
No matter how great the fire was, the fire couldn't consume him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那时候我就明白，如果我们站在一个地位是接受耶稣基督已经代替我们受了审判。
Then I understood, if I stand in a place where Jesus has already bore the judgment for me,
就不能再受定罪。
Then I cannot be condemned again.
但是如果你不肯站在那已经烧焦的地方。
But if you are not willing to stand where it's been burnt already.
你认为草原很大，你各地可以自由地跑。
You think you can run wherever you want.
你认为我可以逃得比那个火的力量还快。
You think you can run faster than the fire.
那你只好靠自己力量拼命奔跑。
Then you can run on your own strength.
也许你能逃脱，也许你不能逃脱。
Maybe you can escape or maybe you cannot.
你毫无把握。
You're not sure.
当然我们没有一个人可以说一定怎么样，一定那样。
Of course, no one can say I know for sure.
所以只有主耶稣叫我们看见那一个救恩是确定的。
Only Jesus allows us to see salvation is for sure.
我知道，当我站在那个已经烧过的焦土上面。
I knew when I stood on the dirt that was burned already.
因为所有一切可焚烧的都已经焚烧了。
All that could be burned was burned already.
就不需要再受焚烧。
Then I don't have to be burned again.
弟兄姊妹们，那时候我们传福音就常常有这样一些。很巧妙的例子。
So I often use these interesting examples in preaching the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就是要叫人看见主耶稣基督就行了。
When we preach the gospel, we allow others to see Jesus.
安德烈是这样领他的哥哥来信主的。
Andrew led his brother to Christ in such a way.
那个撒玛利亚妇人亲自遇见耶稣。
The Samaritan woman met Jesus personally.
她知道他是弥赛亚。
She knew that he was Messiah.
因为他把他心里一切事情都说出来了。
Because Jesus said everything that was in her heart.
他心里那么虚空痛苦，什么都没有盼望。
She had no hope at all.
所以他以为他能够在世界上事情找满足。
Therefore, she was looking for satisfaction in the world.
他从前有五个丈夫，现在有的并不是他丈夫。
She had five husbands before, and now the one she has is not her husband.
他到处换来换去，寻找他人生的目的。
She wandered around looking for a purpose in life.
这样的人心里十分痛苦。
Such a person is losing suffering.
但是主耶稣话那么有恩典的说。
But Jesus said with grace to her.
他说父神来寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
He said, Father God is seeking those who worship in spirit and truth.
他对撒玛利亚妇人说，因为拜神的要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
He said, when you worship God, you worship in truth and spirit.
父要寻找这样的人。
Father is looking for such people.
所以亲爱的朋友们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣看人的眼光和我们不一样。
Therefore, the way Jesus looks at us is different from how we look at others.
我们可能看见这些人啊，他又有财产，又有儿女，又身体健康，什么事情都很好。
We might see people with property and children and everything are going well.
他们人生的工作已经尽了，现在到美国来退休来享福了。
They have finished working, they're retiring in this country.
或者他在这里做很好的工作，有非常好的职业，早出晚归。
Or they have very good professions.
好像生活充满了目的。
Seems like their life is filled with purposes.
有些人经过许多的战乱，现在好不容易在那边安息喘一口气，觉得非常满意。
And some have gone through suffering, they have settled here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，常常我们觉得他们没有福音的需要。
Often we feel they don't have the need of a gospel.
我们为什么会信耶稣？因为我们信了，我们信了嘛。
Why do we believe them? Because we have believed.
因为我们忘记从前我们心灵担重担又痛苦不能满足的光景。
We have forgotten how we had a heavy burden, how we had the need.
主耶稣已经真正满足我们的心。
Jesus has already satisfied our hearts.
当然我们生活不是一帆风顺。
Of course our life is not smooth all the way.
可是我们知道怎样去祷告主。
But we know how to pray to the Lord.
所以我们忘记了还有许许多多心灵痛苦担重担的人。
We forgot there are many others who are suffering.
他看起来很好。
They seem okay.
而且他也不愿意把痛苦告诉我们。
And they are not willing to share their suffering with us.
可是事实上他心里许多的痛苦只有主耶稣知道。
But only Jesus knows what kind of pain they're going through.
如同主耶稣看见撒玛利亚妇人心里面虚空一样。
Just as Jesus saw the emptiness in the Samaritan woman.
他说你喝了世上所赐的水还要再渴。
He said, you drink the water of this world, you shall be thirsty again.
但是你喝了我所赐给你的水，就永远不渴。
But if you drink my water, you shall never be thirsty again.
而且这个水要在你的里面涌出来，一直涌到永生。
This water will spring out into eternity.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet,Please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.